You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Dr. Joseph Mega's outreach team is just one example of efforts around the country to bring anti-addiction medication to more people. Other doctors are bringing this treatment to emergency rooms and even jails around the state. This comes at a time of crisis. So many people are dying from opioid overdoses in the United States that these deaths fueled a decline in overall life expectancy in 2017. I'm joined now in studio by Holly, who reported that last story, to hear about why this medication is still out of reach for a lot of people. Hey, Holly.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi. So what made you want to learn more about the kinds of treatment available for addiction?
So a few months ago, my friend actually died from a heroin overdose.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I remember while he was alive, I kind of found comfort in this idea that he was going to different rehab programs and there were people trained to help him. Mm-hmm. And then after his death, I started researching more. And it turns out that a lot of these rehabilitation programs, there's a huge variety, but it's really hard to study how effective they are. And there isn't a lot of sort of proof that they work.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I started doing was I went to Reddit, and there's actually a subreddit there where people who are in recovery are kind of exchanging tips, either to reduce their heroin use or to quit. Some are quitting cold turkey.
Mm.
But another thing that a lot of them were talking about was this medication mm-hmm. called Suboxone. And so I messaged someone who made a post there. He had mentioned that he had gone to Highland Hospital, the emergency department in Oakland, and he was offered doses of Suboxone just on the spot. And he said that this was something that really helped him quit, and he described it as kind of saving his life.
Mm-hmm. So tell us more about Suboxone. What is it?
So Suboxone does two big things. So it reduces your cravings for heroin. When you're addicted to heroin, basically your brain just wants heroin 24/7. Mm. So this is a really big deal. People describe taking it as being able to feel functioning and normal because that craving, it's majorly reduced. Mm-hmm. The other thing it does is it makes it a lot easier to stop because symptoms of withdrawal are significantly reduced when you take Suboxone.
Mm-hmm.
A third thing that happens that is really meaningful for people is that if you take Suboxone and then you do shoot up heroin, you won't get a high from it.
And that works.
Well, so since Suboxone was approved by the FDA in 2002, a lot of research has been pouring in. Research showing that people who take it are less likely to fatally overdose on heroin and more likely to stay in treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't really tell if it's actually impacting the epidemic right now because, first of all, a lot of people, most people who are addicted to heroin aren't actually getting treatment. And those who are getting treatment, it's unlikely that they're going to be getting any kind of medication for this.
Mm-hmm. So we just heard in that last story from a doctor bringing this medication to the streets. Why aren't more doctors prescribing this if it works?
So to get a license to prescribe this medication, you have to go through an 8-hour training course. And less than 5% of doctors have actually gotten the license to prescribe this medication. Others, they do have the license, but they're only prescribing it to, say, patients they've known for a while, people they really trust,
right.
Because they might not want to be known as an addiction doctor. Another huge barrier to this medication is insurance. Some insurance plans, they only let you take a certain amount of dosage each day.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually spoke to a doctor in El Cerrito who has a patient who was recently denied, the insurance company denied to cover his subscription. So that patient went into severe withdrawal, had a seizure, and needed to be hospitalized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there are some studies actually that show that one of the reasons there's such a huge black market for this medication is because it's just so hard to get it. So people are actually treating themselves basically on the street from it.
Mm-hmm. So this medication can help. We know that. So what's being done to increase access to it then?
So the good news is that here in California, there's actually a lot of money coming in right now, federal dollars, to try to bring this medication to more people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's programs around the state to bring this medication to hospitals, emergency rooms. In my last story, we heard from a doctor who's bringing this medication to homeless people on the streets. There's a similar program in San Francisco as well, a whole team that does this work. And then the jails in Contra Costa County are doing something that's really unique. providing Suboxone for inmates in custody. And around the country, that is almost unheard of.
Why is it unheard of?
So in jails, there's a big fear that inmates will sell the medication as contraband. Mm-hmm. So right now around the country, the norm is that jails basically, if you come in with an addiction to heroin, you're going to be forced usually to quit cold turkey, which can be really agonizing on top of the trauma of being incarcerated. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, your cravings for heroin are increasing and your tolerance has dropped. So when you get out, you're significantly more likely to overdose and die. Mm-hmm. Which is why I was really interested in what's happening in Contra Costa County. So there, since 2016, the jails have been offering inmates doses of Suboxone, which is a way of offering people hope, really, to show them that there are treatment options out there. Right. And I spoke to an inmate who, he's been in and out of jail for drug-related crimes for the past decade. He was able to get Suboxone in custody. He takes it every other day now, and he hasn't used heroin anymore.
So after all your reporting, does it look like more people are going to have access to this medication?
I think that there is a lot of hope out there. But keep in mind that our whole way of treating people with addiction for decades has been through pushing abstinence. Mm-hmm. This idea that people will quit when they're ready to quit. And if they fail, that's kind of on them. Almost everyone I spoke to on the streets for this story, even the people taking Suboxone, they said something to that effect. But at the same time, they also said that if they had this medication, it would make quitting seem a whole lot more doable. Mm-hmm. So one professor I spoke to who studies addiction policymaking, she put it like this. So when she looks at what certain lawmakers are doing, what people who are concerned with this issue are doing to try to increase access, she feels optimistic. Mm. But when she talks to people who are addicted to heroin right now, mm-hmm. who need treatment as soon as possible, she just feels like the tide is turning, but too slowly and not nearly soon enough.
Okay, thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Anna.
Holly J. McDeed is our justice reporter. You can reach her at justice@klw.org.